Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The University of Maine system testimony now reveals religious discrimination. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is just clearly a blatant case of religious discrimination where the University of Maine system does not want a church to buy a building so that it can expand its ministry in Maine, of all places where it's so needed.
Yeah, this is the University of Maine system. They have different buildings as part of their educational institution, and Calvary Chapel Belfast was renting a particular location for its church meetings, and it was a good location to be able to continue the ministry.
Oh, the building's perfect for a church if you see it.
Yeah, and so the building came up for sale. The university wanted to sell the particular building, and they put it out for public bid. So Calvary Chapel Belfast was one of the bidders, and they got the highest points, so they won the bid. Well, that then started a firestorm of controversy. A church, Calvary Chapel Belfast, gets the highest bid. They're going to be purchasing this university building and using it for a church. But you know what? This church believes that there are two sexes, male and female. Mm. And oh my, they believe marriage is the union of one man and one woman.
Oh my.
Oh my goodness. They're awful. They're terrible. That's what the backlash was. We can't sell this to a church that has biblical beliefs.
Oh no.
So what happened is you had the opposing bidder that lost began to complain. You can't sell this to a Christian church, specifically one that believes that there's two sexes, male and female, and marriage is a union of man and woman. Then you had emails and other communications that we now find from donors, from legacy alumni, and also from legislators. And they all say the same thing. If you sell this building to a Christian church, I'm going to stop giving. Mm. You're not going to get any favors from us.
That's so sad.
And so the person in charge of this, the Vice Chancellor of Finance and Administration, Ryan Lowe, got pressure from all these people and got pressure from other individuals within the university administration. We can't sell this to the church.
So he came up with a ploy.
Came up with a ploy.
An excuse.
Oh, we're going to rescind the bid. We're going to put it out for bid again. And so they put it out for bid again. And then guess what? The competitive bidder who was not awarded the contract that complained against the church magically gets awarded the bid. And then they want to just say, bye-bye, church. No, we filed a lawsuit. And then we went to a hearing, and then recently we filed a post-hearing brief. So here's what happened. Here's their ploy. The Vice Chancellor of Finance Administration tried to suggest, well, the reason why we rescinded it is because there was a procedural abnormality. Well, what's the procedural abnormality? Well, we didn't account for the fact that in this facility is an internet hub that the university still wants to have access to. And consequently, we wanted to put it out there and make sure that this is rescinded so that the internet hub would be protected at the Hutchinson Center building where this particular facility is located, the building in question that was up for sale. We want to make sure that the university still has access to the internet hub. So that's what this individual testified to, and this was the general process. Oh, it had nothing to do with the fact that it's a church. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry about all those emails, and don't worry about all those complaints that we had that say that we shouldn't sell it to the church and that we're going to lose donors and legacy donors and people who are literally, they're saying, we're going to take you out of our will. Don't worry about that. We had nothing to do with that. It wasn't procedural abnormality.
Yeah, but the truth came out in the hearing.
Yeah, so he says it's a procedural abnormality. We didn't account for the internet hub. So our attorney that was questioning this individual, and actually this person was called by the university as one of their witnesses, And so they took this individual, Ryan Lowe, through a certain part of the process. And then they wanted to take the person off the stand.
Oops, not yet.
And Harry says, well, we want to question this witness. Mm-hmm. And so the other side, the University of Maine system attorneys, oh, they just go ballistic. No, you can't do that. That's our witness. Well, you brought this witness, right? And you opened up the door. So now we want to pursue some cross-examination. No, you can't do that. This is our witness. The judge ultimately says, no, they have a right to examine your witness. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and examine the witness. Well, guess what? Harry Mehet, our attorney, takes the witness down through the same document that the person just testified from. Well, they only read a certain portion of it. Now he takes him down through the rest of it. And guess what? Oh my, what's there? The internet hub. And what does it say? No, the university will have access to the internet hub in the original agreement between the church and the university. The document already provides that the university will have continued access to the internet hub.
For free.
For free.
And it will save the university on leasing costs and moving costs, which is about $500,000 for free.
Yeah, they don't have to move it. They don't have to lease it. They have access to it for free.
So this so-called deficiency did not exist.
In fact, the university would actually benefit by selling it to the church, because now they don't have to move the internet hub, and now they don't have to lease it.
Yep.
They have access to it for free, and they already provided for all that, and the church already agreed to it. All of that's in writing.
Their ploy failed.
And so Harry has him read it, and he reads it, and it's like, oh, well, yeah, that's what it says. Well, that takes all of their air out of the balloon, that it's a procedural thing, has nothing to do with their religion.
It all boils down to religious discrimination.
So then, now, since they've taken that off the table, and that was their defense, it was because of the internet hub. And yet, the document actually provides for the internet hub and gives the university a very good position to use the internet hub with no interruption.
Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall in that hearing?
Just when they went back and
watch him walk back his words.
Yeah. And so all that ploy, all that diversion, all that just melted away. So now we're left with, so why did you rescind it? Because it's not that. That's what you said. That's what you're trying to say now. It's not that. So what's left? Well, the only thing that's left is, oh, we're going to be removed from somebody's will because they're anti-Christian. They don't want this church. We are getting emails. All the things that we said at the very beginning. We got emails. They got phone calls. They got pressure. You can't sell this to a church. Now, listen to this. How crazy is that?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a public building. It's a university. And they want to sell a building. To do that, they have to open it up for private bidding, right? And so they open it up for private bidding. And the church that's been using the facility, by the way, now is the top bidder, and they want to build a church. Instead of just using it on Sunday, as mm-hmm. they've been doing, they want to make it
expand their ministry in there.
To
yeah.
a regular, ongoing church.
Yeah.
And they've already been doing that on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it hits the media that the Hutchinson Center is being purchased by this church, Calvary Chapel of Belfast. Well, then that's, again, like I said, that's when all the controversy hits the airwaves, because this is a Christian church. It's a Bible-believing Christian church that believes that there's male and female. Again, remember, this is Maine, right? This
yeah.
is Maine.
We have quite a few issues in Maine.
Remember the controversy between President Trump, where he spoke about the policy of the administration being recognizing two sexes, male and female, and that boys should not be in girls' sports. Remember the person that was there that was pushing back against him?
Janet Mills.
It was Governor Janet Mills. And then the Trump administration has to withhold funding from their university systems and from other things where they're saying, no, we're not going to comply. We're still going to allow boys and girls' sports and in their girls' restrooms and locker rooms and private places. And Trump administration is prevailing on that.
Right. Now they're withholding funds from their prison system because they have some huge man who's committed murder that's saying, he's a woman, so uh-uh.
So this is Maine. This Maine has been a cesspool of religious discrimination.
All because of Janet Mills.
Because of Janet Mills and because of the politics there.
Right.
I don't know. We need to have a total revival and a transformation.
Absolutely.
And so glad that there are Calvary chapels there and other evangelical Christian churches.
That's their saving hope, yeah.
That is the hope of Maine. But this is the environment in which we're litigating. So continue to pray for this case. Mm-hmm. We are still litigating it, but continue to pray that justice prevails and that we will stop this religious discrimination. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.